As we all inevitably age, staying independent and self-sufficient for as long as possible is important both societally and for an individual's mental and emotional health, says Christine Boychuk. That's why she and Jillian Froelich lead Moose Jaw's chapter of Age Friendly Saskatchewan, under the umbrella of the Provincial Saskatchewan Seniors Mechanism. They received a provincial award for their efforts on November 22. Not only does it cost a lot to have people in long-term care homes, but it's just more institutionalization, Boychuk explained. That's been my study all my life, accepting diversity and increasing how inclusive our communities are. What we've been doing is gradually de-institutionalizing our society. For example, people with mental illnesses and children with disabilities. My feeling is that we grow far more if we are in the community, interacting with other people in our own homes and our own environments. Boychuk advocates for less separation, especially in areas such as accessibility. That means changing attitudes, infrastructure, and government policy, not just removing barriers, but innovating. Supporting seniors as they age has a few important components, but for Boychuk and Froelich, the most important one is that the community benefits as a whole when every member of that community is seen, accommodated, and actively invited. Age-friendly Moose Jaw received official status as part of the Sask Seniors Mechanism in November 2022 by partnering with Moose Jaw Zion United Church for an official grant. That initial application said that all community residents, including older persons, persons with disabilities, children and youth deserve to fully and meaningfully participate in all aspects of community life. There are numerous social and economic benefits to building a community that meets the changing needs of residents as they age. The project's first priority is making sure seniors in Moose Jaw have the information they need. They have partnered with Zion United Church to create a knowledge bank for that purpose. The first grant was for setting up a knowledge bank in a physical place, which would be Zion Church, Boychuk said. We will hire a coordinator to set up a resource bank of agencies that support seniors. What is now available? What do we need? It's starting at the beginning. Somebody needs to catalog these programs and help people access them. That grant provides $20,000 to set up that resource, which should be completed in 2023. The Age-Friendly Moose Jaw Committee, which also includes representatives from the Community Paramedicine Program, Moose Jaw Housing, the Moose Jaw Public Library, and others, hopes that as the knowledge bank is developed, they can continue expanding. Their focus will be twofold based on a 2021 survey, easing loneliness and clearing snow. The big thing that we did during the pandemic was to become recognized. That's quite a process, Boychuk explained. Part of it is to conduct a survey and, of course, loneliness was a big one, and snow shoveling was another that came up. To help combat loneliness, the committee set up a letter-writing campaign, a monthly newsletter, and work with Seniors Center Without Walls, which does over-the-phone art programming. The next challenge Boychuk would like to tackle is community snow clearing. In Saskatchewan winters, going outside can be intimidating for anyone. It is particularly scary for seniors, who have more to fear from ice and deep snow. The fear of going outside can increase isolation. Age-friendly Moose Jaw hopes to pilot a program similar to Regina's Snow Angels, which organizes neighborhoods to help keep porches, driveways, and sidewalks clear. This has been a movement around the world, really, in all areas, which is, how do we make communities more inclusive and diverse and accepting? She added. That's where I am, you know? I'm aging, and I'm in my own home. And I think that I'm far better of being in my own home and being active in my community than otherwise. For more information on age-friendly Moose Jaw, including contacts, visit agefriendlisk.ca/af-moose-jaw-community-page/.